Okay, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, we dedicate today's Shir Beis Hashem Shavu Refuah Shleima for Sima Basia Bas Reizel, the mother of our dear friend from the United States, David Sandel. Beis Hashem, she should have a Refuah Shleima
B'Korif.
Amen. Says the Gemara, Dorash Rabavira V'Itema Rabishua Ben Levi, we began this yesterday, Shiva Shemois Yesh loy liyetzer hara. The yetzer hara has seven names. Seven names. And we explained yesterday if he has seven names, clearly that's coming to denote that he has seven, at least seven facets to his personality. And therefore, in order to capture them, he needs to be described in seven ways. First and foremost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korei Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name for the yetzer hara is simply ra, evil. Shenema, ki yetzer lev ha'odom, who's that? That's the yetzer hara. Ra mina urov is evil right from his early years, and therefore, you see clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the yetzer hara as ra. That's number one. Moshe koroi orol calls him the uncircumcised. Shenema, umaltem es orolas. You have to circumcise yourself of the orla of your lave. What's that? The Yetzer Hara. So he refers to as the oral. That's number two. Here comes number three. David Korui Tommy. He calls him the impure one. Shenema lave tohir brali elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me with a pure heart, and then it became impure. Miklal, we can deduce from there, the ikatomi. There is an impure element in the heart, and that is the Yetzer Hara. Number four, Shloima Koroi Soine. Shloima Melech called him the Soine, the arch enemy. Shenema, Im Roev Sanacho. If your enemy is hungry, Hachilehu Lechem. Feed him with bread. Ve'im Tzome. And if he's thirsty, Hashkehu Moim. Then give him water to drink. So the literal understanding is, you have an enemy, best way is keep him happy, because if your enemy is hungry, then he's not likely to be in a good mood. Whereas if you feed him and give him to drink, he'll be in a better mood. But here, the reference is the Yetzer Hara. So what does it mean, give the Yetzer Hara food? We'll see in a moment. Ki gecholim atochoyte al roishe, because you are stoking the charcoal, the coals on his head. Vashem Yeshalim Lecho. So the way you read the pasuk is Vashem Yeshalim Lecho. Says the Gemara, no, Al Tikri Yeshalim Lecho. Rather than reading it Yeshalim Lecho, read it as follows: Elo Yashlimenu Lecho. He will be at peace with you.
That's fine.
Says Rashi, Im ro'ev sanacho. If your enemy is hungry. Which enemy? The Yetzer Hara. So what does that mean, he's hungry? It means he wants you to be over Averis. That's what he's hungry for. Im ro'ev sanacho. Yitzcho ha-ro. Your Yetzer Hara, ro'ev, is hungry. V'toiv, and he has a taive, he has a desire, last la'avera. Hachilehu lechem. Hatrichehu. Be matriach him. Exert him. Wear him down. Exert him. B'milchamto shel Torah. Beautiful expression. The battle of Torah. Because Torah is called lechem. Tiksev lechu lachmu belachmi. In other words, the best antidote to the Yetzer Hara is, don't fight him with weapons. Don't try and fight back, but rather fight the Mulhamto Shel Torah. That's the ultimate Mulchama. Alternatively, Hashkeyu Mayim, because that's the same type of principle, because Torah is called Mayim. This is Rashi again. What is it referring to? Torah. Tiksiv Bo, because this is written with regard to Mayim, Hoy Kol Tzoma Luchula Mayim. Hoy Kol Tzoma Luchula Mayim is a reference to Torah. There was a fascinating Shaila in our based on Medrash a few months ago. Somebody very kindly and wisely donated 250 polystyrene cups or paper cups to the Beis HaMedrash for those learning. And what was written on the cup? The pasuk, "Hoi kol tzomo l'chulamayim." So of course there was a whole discussion. Now, one second, what do you do with the cup when you finish drinking? Can you throw it in the garbage? Maybe it needs to put it in shemus, geniza. Oh, gansa balagan, fascist it doesn't. Either way, yashlimenu l'cho, says Rashi, shiyehei sholem yitzrecha imcha, so that your yetzer will be sholem, will be at peace with you, v'oyavcha. Va'al yasiecha lachtoi, and he will not try and entice you to sin, v'le oved min ha'olam, to try and get you lost from the world. The yetzer is constantly trying to entice us to do avira, to knock us out of the world. The best antidote to the Yetzer Hara is to wear him down with the Mulchama of Torah, Lechem and Mayim. So how many have we got so far? How many references have we got so far to the Yetzer Hara?
Four.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, David, Shlomo. Here comes number five. On the first wide line, Yeshaya Koroi Michshel. Yeshaya simply called him the stumbling block. Shenema, Sulu, Sulu, Panu Derech. Clear the way, please. Harimoi Michshel mi Derech Ami. Please pick up the Michshel. Get rid of the Michshel. Which Michshel is this? The Yetzer Hara. Number six, Yecheskel Koroi Evan. Yecheskel called him the stone. Shenema, Vasiroisi es Leiv Ho Evan, Mibesarchem, Venosati Lochem Leiv Bosor. I will remove the stone from your heart and I will replace it with flesh. What does it mean, the stone? That is the Yetzer Hara. That's the sixth one. And finally, Yoel, who's also one of the Nevi'im, Koroi Tzafoini. What does Tzafoini mean? Hidden. Where do we use the word Tzafon to mean hidden? Say the night. Tzafon. Shenemar ves ha-Tzafoini archik me'aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the hidden one, I will distance from you, la'osid lovoy, as we said yesterday, the Yetzer Hara will be vanquished once and for all, la'osid lovoy. And here you see that it's referred to as the Tzafoini. Says Rashi, Hatzafoini kudumafarish, as the Gemara will presently explain, Tzafun beliboy shol odom. He is hidden in the heart of a person. Now the Gemara will expound a little bit on this pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, ve'es hatzafoini arachik me'aleichem, quote unquote. Ze yetzer hara shetzafun the oimed, who is continuously standing hidden, beliboy shel adam. Now we continue with the pasuk, quote unquote. Vehidachtiv, and I will banish him, el eretz tzio v'shomeima. What does that mean, el eretz tzio v'shomeima? I will banish him to a
desolate
place, quote unquote. Lemokoim she'ein b'nei adam mitzuyin, to a place where people are not matzuya, not to be found there, lehisgarais bohen, for him to fight with. The Yetzer Hara is always fighting with people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll banish him to a place where there are no people, so he won't have much work to do. Now we continue with the pasuk, quote unquote, esponov el hayom hakadmoini. His face was facing the Kadmoini is the first, Kredim. For the first initial yam, the first sea. What is this a reference to? It says the Gemara, Shenosan Einov b'mikdosh rishon. He initially, the Yetzer Hara, set his eyes on the first base on Mikdosh. We'll see in a minute why it's called the sea. V'echriboi. And he brought about its destruction. V'horak tamidei chachomim sheboi. When he brought about the killing of the Talmidei Chachamim in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Again we continue. V'soifai, quote unquote, el yam ha'acharein. And he eventually looked at the the last sea. What is that?
Shenosaneinov, the Mikdosheni.
He then set out his sights on the second base of Mikdosh Vechrivoy,
Vahorek Tamid Chachamim Shaboy.
Finally, we continue with the Pasuk, Va'ola Be'eshoi Vata'al Tzachantoi. And it went up in fire, and the smell, the odor, went up with it as well. What does that mean? Sheminiach umois ha'olam. The Yetzahara leaves the goyim. He doesn't so much start up with them. Rather, umisgare b'stein ehem shel Yisrael. And this is a very, very bizarre thing. Very, very bizarre thing. You find this expression in many, many places. We sometimes use a lashon called sagi nohir. You know what a sagi nohir is? Sometimes the Gemara, instead of using the word blind, a blind person, we refer to the sumo, a blind person, as a sagi nohir. Sagi means full, nohir means light. He's full of light. Which is, of course, the exact opposite of what he really is. He's not full of light. He can't see at all. He's completely devoid of light. But sometimes the Gemara does that for whatever reason. So that now becomes an expression. Whenever we say Baloshoin Sagi Nohir, what it really means is that the real meaning of this word or phrase is the opposite of what it sounds like. So when we say Besoinehem Shel Yisrael, the enemies of Yisrael, what it really means is Klal Yisrael themselves. The Gemara very often uses this expression for whatever reason. So therefore, that's what it's saying. The Yetzahara leaves in peace the Umayis Ha'olam, the Goyim, and rather he attacks who? Besoinehem Shel Yisrael doesn't mean the enemies of Klal Yisrael, because that is the Goyim. Rather, it means Klal Yisrael themselves. Ki higdil la'asos, because he has much to do. Higdil, like the word godel. He has plenty to do. He knows he can achieve big things, as it were, if he manages to bring about the downfall of Klal Yisrael. So let's have a look at Rashi. Ponov el yam hakadmoini. Hamikdash Harishain. This is a reference to the Yetzirah who set his eyes on the first Beis Hamikdash. Shehu Kiyam. The Beis Hamikdash is referred to as the Yam. Why is it referred to as the sea? Shehoyu Hakoil Nikbotzim Shom. Because everybody would gather there. As we know, the Beis Hamikdash was the central place. Everybody met up at the Beis Hamikdash, not just three times a year, but this was the central place. This was the lathe of Klal Yisrael. So why is that a reference to a sea? Because Kiyam, that is exactly like the Yam, Shekol Hanacholim, that all the rivers and the lakes, Holchim Elov, they all go to it. So just like all rivers lead to the sea, so too all roads, as it were, lead to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as the sea. Because it went up in its fire, and in its rotting and its smell, he left the umois and he starts up with Klal Yisrael, because, like we're going to see later on, just like the bigger the tzaddik, the bigger the Yetzirah. Why the bigger the Yetzirah? Because the Yetzirah goes for the big fish. Doesn't mess around with the small fish. So to Klal Yisrael, the Yetzirah has far more interest in bringing down Klal Yisrael than he does the Umayis Ha'olam. And that's our eternal struggle. Omar Abaya. Says Abaya. Basically, can I just have a quick peek? If I may. Okay, this is fine. Ah, you're right, this is looking for the head.
We'll find the border it.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine.
We'll find it.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Ki higdil la'aslis. Omar Abaya. Uber Talmidei Chachomim Yoiser Mikulam. As we mentioned before, when it comes to Talmidei Chachomim, the Yetzer Hara is bigger there than anywhere. And we have a story to back this up. Ki ho da Abaya. Like the story of Abaya. Shom'ei, he heard Lahu Gabra. To this particular person, the Ka'oma Lahihi Itzer, who said to a particular woman, Naktim, let us rise early, V'nezil B'urcha, and we will go together along the path. They clearly had to reach a particular destination, as we'll soon see, they had to get to different places, but let's travel together. So we'll get up early in the morning and we'll travel together. Says Rashi, Naktim V'nezil B'urcha, Nashkim. What does that mean? Kedem hayom, because hashkama kari kadmusa b'shas. In shas, the word hashkama is always called kadmusa, early. Like it says, for example, with Avraham vayashkem, Avraham baboike. So that's what he was saying. Let's get up early and we'll travel together and keep each other company. What happened? Omar. So Abaya said, one second. I'm a little bit concerned about what's going to happen over here. If they're traveling together and it says it's early in the morning, or even before morning, maybe an Avera will transpire. And therefore, Azil said, I'm going to go, Afreshinhu me Isura, and I will be Mafresh them. What does that mean, I will be Mafresh them? I will separate it from Israel. Just make sure that Chas v'Shalom, no Avera will transpire. So he followed them. Ozal Basraihu. So he followed them. He went after them. Tlosa Parasi Baagma. Three Parasa in the Agam, in the meadow. Ki Havu Parashu Mehadodi. When they took leave of each other. Why did they take leave of each other? Says Rashi. Shahoyu Mishte Ayoroi. It's because they, in fact, were from two different cities. They got to the crossroads. Pirish. So they separated. There, Lakan. The zoo, Lakan. He went this way, she went that way. So it came time for them to take leave of each other. So the Gemara says, Kava Parashu Mehadodi, when they took leave of each other, Shaminu, Abaya heard them. Remember, Abaya was following closely behind. And he overheard them saying the Ka'omri. Remember, if it says Omri with a yud at the end, that means plural. He heard them say to each other, listen, Urchin Rechika, our Oirach, our journey, our path is far. Meaning, I'm going one way, and you're going a different way. So we can't really keep each other company anymore because there's a great distance between our paths. However, V'tzavsin, our company, Basima, is very pleasant. In other words, shame I couldn't keep you company, shame we couldn't keep each other company for longer. But for practical reasons, we can't because we're going to different places. Says Rashi, Urcha Rechika Derech Rechoika Hi. There is a large distance between Shtei Mekay Moiseinu, between our two places, our two destinations. Ve'efshenu, and it's impossible for us, oid, leilech yachad. We can't keep on going together. Why? Because we're not going to the same place at all. In fact, there's a big distance between our destinations. However, v'tzavsin besima. I think besima is like we saw in the previous sugya, levasumi, spice up. Besomim. Pleasant. V'tzavsin ilu hayinu yecholim leilech b'derech echot. If we would only have been able to continue on one path, hayanaim. Our company would be very pleasant. In other words, it's a shame. Until this point, we were going along the same path, so we could travel together. If we would only be able to continue, we would have done so. It was very, very pleasant, but unfortunately, we can't. That was the end of the story. Omar Abaya. Said Abaya. Remember, Abaya was the one who was standing behind all along just to protect them. In the end, it transpired that nothing went wrong. Omar Abaya, I man desoni li. If there would be somebody who hates me, in other words, my enemy. Again, this is this type of bizarre expression, because Rashi says, who is it referring to, in fact? Him himself. It's referring to himself. I man desoni li. If there would be somebody who hates me, in other words, me myself. Loi have a motzi leukmi nafshi. He would not have been able to have controlled himself. In other words, he blamed it, as it were, on his enemy, as if he's not talking about himself. But really, who was he talking about? Himself. In other words, here you have this man and woman who were able, apparently, to not get involved in Aveir. And he said, you know, had he been my enemy, in other words, me, I wouldn't have been able to have been misgaber over the Yetzer Hara. In other words, I would have ended up being over another year. Says Rashi, Iman v'soni li im hoyo soinai. If my enemy would be misyached im ho'isha, would have been in a secluded place with Isha, loy have a motzi ukme anafshei. He would not have been able to have controlled himself milachtei from sinning, comma. Says Rashi, the truth is, Va'al atzmoi hoya oimeh. Really, he was saying it about himself. So he became very despondent at the realization that had he been there, it might not have had such a happy ending after all. Says the Gemara, Ozal, he went, Tolo nafshei, and he leaned himself. The Ibura de Dasha. What's Ibura de Dasha? Says Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Tolanafshe Nishan. Like we said this morning in Davening, Nishan Omiftoch at Tzadikim. Nishan, he leaned Al Briach Hadeles on the doorpost. Ka'odom Shemachshev, person who's deep in thought. Umitzta'er and in pain. In other words, he slumped himself on the door there, bit down, thinking that what?
I would have given in.
Imagine had it been me. What does that mean about my Yetzer Hara? What does that mean about me? Says Rashi, says the Gemara, excuse me, Bura Dadasha Umitzta'er. And he was very down. Osa Hahu Saba. This person came along, this elderly person. Who was this elderly person? Some say it was Elyonovi. Tonalei, and he taught him, don't be so down. Why? Because the famous line, Kol ha-godoil me-chaveiroi, yitzroi godoil heimen. World famous Gemara. Whoever is greater than his friend, equally has a greater yitzhar. There's no need to feel down. The fact that you feel this tremendous Yetzer Hara and you're not so sure whether you'll be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara, to the contrary, is a siman of your great godless. It's not a sign. It doesn't in any way mean, it's not indicative of a lowly madrega, it's indicative of a very high madrega.
Yeah, but isn't it all still proportionate? Like, he has a great Yetzer Hara, but he also has that much more courage to fight that great Yetzer Hara.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, I mean, proportionally, it's the same. It's like
this battle is hard,
but it's a harder battle. It's a harder battle. It's got more of a koyach, but it doesn't mean that he's not fighting harder.
It's like fulfilling your potential.
Just as an aside, I just read recently this incredible story, almost like a mind-blowing story. The story happened in the times of the Chassam Sofer. A certain non-Jew decided he wants to convert to Judaism, became a Geret Tzedek. In order to become a Geret Tzedek, you have to have a Bris Milah, then you have to have Tzedek. Something went wrong with the Bris Milah. The Moel did the Bris, and he could not stop the bleeding. And this Goy, or now Geir, was literally in fear of bleeding to death. And not only were they worried for his own safety, but they suddenly realized this could jeopardize the safety of the whole Jewish community. What's going on? Took some non-Jew, and then, well, what have you done to him? Tried to kill him? And they realized that this could be mamash sakas nefashos for the whole kehillah. And they didn't know what to do. There's no way you can keep this quiet. If he ends up dying from it, for sure the goyim will hear. So they went to the Chassam Sofer to ask him what to do, and the Chassam Sofer said, you're quite right, it is pikuach nefesh. And pikuach nefesh requires emergency measures. So he says, this is what I instruct you to do. Take this gear and the moil and the local rov. I'm afraid you're all in this together. And you have to hire a wagon driver. You're going to set out, you're going to tell him exactly where to go, you're going to leave the city, and you're going to cross over the bridge that overlooks a big, deep river. You're going to arrange with him in advance that he's going to get out on the bridge, and he's going to tip the entire wagon into the river. And I'm afraid the geir, the moil, and the rov will have to end their life there and then. These are the necessary measures under the circumstances. He says, I can't send the geir alone, because then it'll look even more suspicious if he's the only one to die. But if it's together with the moil and the local rabbi, then people will say, finish, it was a freak accident. And that way, at least, nobody will hear this guy that he bled to death and say, no, he died because he fell into the river, and that's what you have to do. No. That's what the Chassam Sofer passed, and that's what the Chassam Sofer passed, and finish, no discussion. So they hired a wagon driver. They bid farewell to their family. They did not tell their families where they were going to, for fear of their family interfering. And they were chizah b'tshuva, and they said vidui, as you can imagine. They realized this is their final trip. They arranged with a wagon driver. They paid him up in advance, obviously, and they are going to cross the bridge, and whilst on the bridge, he's going to tip the wagon into the sea, into the river, and that will be the end of that. They come to the bridge, and indeed the wagon driver gets out of the wagon at the given point, and all of a sudden this elderly man appears in a long white beard and says, what's going on over here? So he said, we have somebody in my back of my carriage who's just undergone Bris Milah, and he's bleeding to death. He says, fine, I can sort that out. And from his pocket he took some sort of bottle or jar of a mysterious looking ointment, and he rubbed it on the appropriate place, and on the spot he stopped bleeding and he was restored to life. So it wasn't necessary for him to be tipped up into the sea, because he wasn't going to die after all, and he survived miraculously. They turned around and they came back to town, and of course, first stop, they go straight back to the Chassam Sofer. They say, well, there's some good news and good news. Baruch Hashem, you survived. Baruch Hashem, we survived. And they told him, this incredible thing happened. We were just about to be tipped up into the sea, into the river, and we thought that's the end. And all of a sudden, this mysterious person appears out of the blue, and the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, I knew that would happen. That was Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Malach HaBris. He's in charge of the Bris Milah. So of course, Yoanov, you would never let somebody die like that as a result of Brit Mila, and I knew that you would appear out of the blue and you would be Merafe, this Chayla, this Ger Tzedek. So they asked him, fine, well, if you really knew that, well, what was the whole spiel for? Oh, the wagon and the payment and the whole business. So they said, what do you think? In order to be Zeicha to Gilu Elyonovi, it just comes as a freebie. Gift. You have to earn Gilu Anovi. You earn it with mysterious nefesh. You are literally to give up your lives. That's the way you earn Gilu Eliyahu. For Elyonovi to reveal himself. But it's not something that just as a drop of hand, Elyonovi can just appear out of the blue. I read just this Shabbos to the Ksav Sefer. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather wrote down, I think 12 times, all the different dates that Elyonovi appeared to him. Nachon, that's what you do as well? Sorry. Yeah, okay, so this, as I mentioned, some say Ahus Tabe, now Gemara is also, in fact, Elyonovi. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Bottom line, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Yitzroy shel Adam misgaber alav b'chol yom. The Yitzhara is misgaber. Strengthens and strengthens himself every single day, increasingly strong. Shenema rak ra kol hayom. He just gets worse and worse the whole time, says Rashi. Ra kol hayoyim, kol hayoyim, all day, ro'oso, his evilness, is that a word, evilness?
Wickedness.
Mitoisefes, just continuously increases. Omer b'shem ben Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Yitzrei shel Adam misgaber alav, b'chol yoyim. As we said, the Yetzirah increases in strength every single day. Umavakesh lahamisay, and tries to kill him. Tries to bring about his spiritual death. Shenema, Sofer Rosho laTzadik, the Rosho sees the Tzadik. Who's that? The Yetzirah. Umavakesh lahamisay, and tries to kill him. Not necessarily in a physical manner, but in a spiritual manner. Well, what chances do we have then? If the Yetzirah is continuously trying to pull us down, how do we survive? Says the Gemara, Ve'ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'oizer loy. If not for divine assistance, what we call Seter Dishmaya, in a yocholei. Indeed, it would be impossible. We daven every single day. The Yitzhara should not get the better of us. Shenema Hashem loy ya'azvenu b'yozay. That is the continuation of the passage we just quoted. So how do we survive? The answer is Hashem loy ya'azvenu b'yozay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never abandons him from his hand, says Rashi. Hashem loy ya'azvenu b'yozay. Basrei. What does Basrei mean? After it. After those initial words of Sofer Rosh HaTzadik Mavakish Lahamizoi, it is written immediately afterwards, Vashem Lo Yazvenu B'yodoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never lets go. V'lo Yarshienu Bohishoftoi, and will never consider him a Rosha when he judges him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. Tamed Be'i Rabbi Shmuel. They learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. Impoga b'cho menuvel zeh. What does menuvel mean? This despicable one. If this Yetzirah ever meets you, in other words, if you ever an encounter, you're never involved in a meeting with the Yetzirah, and you feel the Yetzirah trying to get the better of you, what should you do? Moshehu lebeis hamedrash.
Right.
dragon in the Beis HaMedrash, which is of course similar to what we saw in Amad Aleph, that the best antidote to the Yetzara is the Torah. You know, we've just been learning the parashas of Matan Torah. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the Umayyads, which are the Torah. What does it say? Sorry, inappropriate. We love killing. There's nothing we could do about it. We can't not kill. Go to Shmuel. What about you? No, it says Lo Tignan. Sorry, we just have a tremendous lust for stealing. We can't not steal. So the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept their taina? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept it? Oh, we love stealing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sat down with them, had a meeting with them. Listen, I'm sure you can manage, I'm sure you'll be able to overcome your Yetzirah, to steal, to murder, etc., etc. The answer is, a possible answer, which I once wrote many, many years ago. Imagine a doctor approaches somebody and says, listen, man, would you like to take this medication? Now the doctor sees that this fellow is ill and he needs help. So the guy says to him, no, doctor, I can't possibly take it. Well, why not? Because I'm ill. Make any sense? I know. That's why I'm giving you the medication. In fact, if you take the medication, then you won't be ill. So what has that person clearly demonstrated when he says, I don't want to take it because I'm ill, that he has no idea of the koyach of his medication. He has no idea what it's all about. What does he think it is? He thinks it's a nice drink. No, don't you understand the koyach of his medication? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the ground, would you like to accept the Torah? So what do they say? I'm sorry, we have tremendously bad midas. Right. The best antidote to that would be the Torah. There is no better medication for the Yetzirah than the Torah. And if you say no, we can't accept the Torah because we have the Yetzirah, there could be no greater illustration of the fact that you clearly have no concept of what the Torah is all about. Or it's not suitable for you anyway. That's what we're learning in our Gemara. Person battles against the Yetzirah. The ultimate antidote to the Yetzirah is the Torah. What are you going to say? No, Torah is not suitable for me because I have a Yetzirah. What does that mean? So learn Torah, you won't have a Yetzirah. So why should you take him, why should you drag the Yetzirah to the Beis HaMedrash? In other words, learn Torah. Says the Gemara. Because however strong the Yetzirah is, im even who, if the Yetzirah is like stone, don't worry, the Torah can get the better of that. Why? Nimoyach. What does Nimoyach mean? It will dissolve. The Torah can, no problem, it can dissolve stones. Im barzel hu, and if the Yetzirah is very strong as iron, don't worry. Mispoitzit. What does mispoitzit mean? He's smashed to smithereens, crumbled. Why? Im even hu nimoyach, if Yetzirah comes as a stone, nimoyach, he can be dissolved. Dixiv, boy, kol, soma ilachu lamayim. Remember we said before? The Torah is compared to mayim, and mayim can wear away a stone, as we know in the case of Rebbe Akiva. Says Rashi, top line, Manubal there, reference the Yetzirah, lachu lamayim. Nimshel HaTorah l'mayim. Torah is compared to mayim. V'ksiv avonim shochku mayim. It says that stones can dissolve in water. So therefore the best place to battle the Yetzirah is where? In the Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash you learn Torah, which is compared to water. Therefore the water will wear away the Yetzirah. Says the Gemara in Barzel, And if he comes to attack like Barazel, then what? Mispoitzitz, you will be smashed. Tiksev haloikoi dvori ke'esh. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my words are like fire. No mashem ukapatish, like a hammer, your foot to tsela, they can smash a rock. Says Rashi, dvorai ko'esh v'ho esh, mefa'apeya es ha'barazel, and the esh will melt down. The iron behind them is poitzit. That's what it means. It will smash. Shani toitzit nitozim yimenu. The sparks will fly from it. However the Yetzara appears, whether he appears as strong as stone, learn Torah, which is like Mayim, Mayim can overcome stone. If he appears like Barazel, you think, I can't possibly get the Yetzara. He's like an iron wall. Learn Torah. Torah is like fire. Fire can get the better of iron as well. Omer of Shmuel ben Achlini, Omer of Yonis, Yetzahara Masisa il Aila Alavam Bailam Azeh. What does it mean, Masisa? Masis tries to entice him in Aila Azeh, and he's not done yet. Umeid Olav Laila Mabo, and he then testifies against him in Laila Mabo. So not only does he try and pull him down, he's the one back again in Laila Mabo. Yeah, he was over in Aveira, thanks to me. That's what the Yetzirah says. Shanema Mafanik Minoyar Avdoi. What does Minoyar mean? From the youth. Avdoi, his slave. Look at Rashi, an incredible Rashi over here. Having said, the Yetzer Sahara is compared to stone and Barazel and Manuvel and Rosha and Oral and Tommy and all the terrible words, he's called our Eved. Look at Rashi, an amazing Rashi. Avdoi, Yetzer Hara, who Avdoi shall Adam. At the end of the day, Yetzer Hara is the slave of a person. She'im Ratza, those two words, unbelievable words. She'im Ratza, because if a person would only want, Harihu Masur B'Yodoi, he would be given over to his hand. Shenema, as it says in Bereishis, Va'ato Timshol Goy. You can rule over it. So however strong the Yetzer Hara is, there's no such thing as, sorry, my Yetzer Hara was so strong that I couldn't get the better of it. He was like stone. He was like metal. He was a manuvel. He was a Rosha. He was Tommy. He was Ra. Etc, etc. No, but ultimately he's your Eved. With true Ratzon, you can overcome the Yetzer Hara. With true Ratzon, you can overcome the Yetzer Hara. Which, by the way, has become a very contemporary ethical discussion nowadays. You have people who are inclined to go over all types of misdemeanors. The worst of the worst are Averas. And they now come with time as this, and I'm wired that way. That's the way I am. I have a particular disposition to ABC, and I can't control it. As Rashi says, Shtusim Vahavolim. In Rotzah, if a person really had Rotzah, he could overcome the Yetzer Hara. Ultimately, with all his royal titles, but he's called Eved. Ultimately, he's your slave. He's not the boss. You're the boss. Okay. So what does it say in this pasuk? Va'acharisai yeh monoim. And at the end, he will be in monoim. Now, what does monoim mean? Very weird words. Monoim. Never seen this word. Said the Gemara. Even more bizarre. Shekein. Ba'at bach. Shol Reb Chiya. Kairin. L'sahado. Monoim. What's sahado? Witnesses. The word monoim, as we'll soon see in a second, is a reference to witness. So now we understand the possible. The Yetzer Hara, your Eved, is there in your youth. La'acharisa, at the end, he will be a witness, trying to witness against you. Now, what's atbach? Have you encountered atbach before?
Atbash. Like atbash.
It's similar to atbash. We know there's different types of gematrias. The classic gematria, aleph 1, base 2, gimel 3. Then we have the reverse gematria. Aleph is 400, base is 300, top is 1, shin is 2. Then we have, similar to atbash, so you split it up into 3. So you have all the single digits from aleph 2 tests. Then you have all the double digits and all the triple digits. So aleph corresponds to tests. Aleph tests, base test, gimel zayin, dalad vav, hey is stuck. Hey is stuck. Hey doesn't have a part. Okay. Then you go from yud to tzadi. Yud tzadi. Chof pei. Lamed ayin. Mem samach. So what do you have stuck in the middle now? Nun. So the hey is stuck. The nun is stuck. Now you have the last four letters, the triple digits, they correspond to the final letters, right? We have a final chof and a final mem and a final nun and a final pei and a final tzadi. So there, the way it goes is... the kuf goes to the final tzadi, the resh to the final pei, the shin to the final nun, the top to the final mem. So who's left stranded? The final chof. So which three letters were left stranded? Hey, nun, and final chof. So now, let's look at Rashi. And there is a very, very, very big kasha on this Rashi. And in fact, it's such a big kasha that the Marashah asks this kasha and he leaves it unresolved. Says, I don't know the terrors. Says the Gemara, says Rashi. Ba'at bach, meaning alpha base, aleph base. In this particular form of aleph base. At, Bach, Gaz, Dav. They all add up, by the way, to 10. 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, 4 and 6. Hare, Asirios. Those are the tens. Now, Yud and Tzadi, that has add up to 100. Kof Pei, 20 and 80. Lamed Ayin, 30 and 70. Mem Salah, Hare, Meos. Then Kuf with a final Tzadi, Reish with a final Pei, Shin with a final Nun, Top with a final Mem, Hari Alofim, those are the thousands. The Nisharu, and which ones remain behind? Hanoch, Hei, Nun, final Chof. Sheloi, Hoyole, Hei, Benzug. What does a Benzug mean? Partner. The Hei does not have a partner, but Assyria is in the tens. The loyla nun benzug the meyois, the fisei the haoisyois in accordance with the order of the letters, the loyla chaf benzug ba'alof. Neither does the chaf have a partner, therefore the chibrom yachad, so we combine them. So the hanach, hey nun chaf, are this unique party of people, of oisyois that do not have a partner. Okay. Nimso, it therefore comes out. Derech Aleph Beis Zeh. If you go with this particular form of Aleph Beis, Sahado is Manoim. Why is Sahado Manoim? Because Samach min mem samach b'mokhe mem. Remember the samach, who is the samach's partner? The mem is going to add up to 100. It says instead of the mem. Hey, min. Hey, nun. B'mokim nun. Because remember, the hey was one of the oisiyas that what?
Itself.
It didn't have a partner. And which other letter didn't have a partner?
Nun.
Nun. So we'll put the hey and the nun together then. That we said, as Rashi says, chibrom yachad, put them together. So now, the samach corresponds to the mem, and the hey to the nun. Dalad of sahadah, min dalad vav, 4 and 6, mokin vav. And then a hey once again, va'oite again, b'mokin nun. So, mem, nun, vav, nun becomes what? Samach, hey, dalet, hey. Menoin is the same gematria as it were as sa'ado. So when the pasuk says va'achariso in the end there will be menoin, it means va'achariso there will be sa'ado, will be witness. Who will witness? The Yitzhara will come back to witness. Problem is, something doesn't make sense over here. And this is the question of the Marashah. In the word Menoin, how do you write Menoin? Mem Nun Vav Nun. But the two Nuns are not the same. One is a regular Nun, and the last one is a. Is a Nun Sofit, the final Nun. A final Nun, Rashi already told us on the last wide line, corresponds to Shin. The ordinary Nun can be matched up with a Hey. Why? Because they both didn't have partners. But a final Nun does have a partner. What's the partner?
Shin.
So therefore it's not true to say that it's Samach Hey Dalad Hey. It's actually Samach Hey Dalad Shin. So how can Rashi say, yeah, you've got a Nun, that's a Hey. And then another Nun, it's again a Hey. It's not. The Nun the second time round is not a regular Nun, rather it is. It's a final Nun. And if it's a final Nun, that corresponds to the Shin. So it's not Sahado, it's Sahadash. Says the Marashah, the Torah of Him. You don't have a terrace. I do not have a terrace. If you have a look.
From Sahada to Manon, or Manon
to from Manon to Sahada. From Manon to Sahada. It says in the Pasuk Manon. Have a look at the Marashah. Those who have Marashah in their Gemaras. In the good old fashioned Gemaras, it's on page 20. Yep. No, much before that. Hey, somewhere here. Yep. Keep going, page 20. Okay, you'll see in very small writing. Why is it small writing, by the way? Here's larger writing. Because when the Marashah comments on Agadaic Gemaras, it's printed in small. So have a look over here. The first line, the first word on the line is towards the top, Lihiyos. You'll see it later on the line, it says Vov Kuf Kuf. The Ktas Kosher, you have it? The Ktas Kosher, I don't know why it's only the Ktas Kosher, I would say it's very difficult. Dehanun Achroina Demonoin. The final nun of the word monoin is a nun pshutahi. What is nun pshuta? A long, thin nun. That means it's a final nun. V'loi yovoi bim koima hei. The letter hei does not come in its place. Ela. Shin ki zugo. Who is his partner? The shin. V'loi have a sahado. Therefore, you will not arrive at the word sa'ado, behei achreina, with a final, with a hey at the end. It says, Marsha, Vov, Sadi, Aleph, the Zarech Ian. Don't know, this museum had no terrors, says Marsha. Very, very, very sure. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will hold it over here. The plan is I would like on Thursday to try and reach at least the next two dots. It could be even the two dots at the bottom of the page, bottom of the Yomuz. That will be Be'ez Hashem on Thursday.
Question about the